Hi, this is Dr. Tom Rogers coming to you with a weekly podcast of the Common Sense MD. I've got a really good subject to talk about today, and I have a special guest named Mike Vickers, who I'll talk about just in a minute, but this is just like total coincidence that he's on the show today because we've got some similar interests, and it's something I was looking to anyway. Then I heard he was really interested in this thing and actually has a business of light therapy, which we're going to talk about. But before we talk, I want to give you what I was thinking about before I even met you.
Yeah.
But I'm super pumped that you're doing this because it's really cool. I even found out you went to the A4M in Vegas.
I did.
You know,
yes.
Which is wonderful.
Yes.
He's way ahead of the game, in other words. I think, Andy went to the A4M in Vegas this time. I didn't hit the Vegas one this time, but I go to all of them, and I learn a lot. And
absolutely.
It's just kind of eye-opening when you go to that conference, and it's just like – it's not like a – typical medical conference. I mean, it's way high level stuff, and the people that go there and present are just next level.
They are, they really are.
But anyway, we're going to talk about light therapy, and it's called photobiomodulation. It's a fancy word for it. But, with COVID, we learned a lot from COVID. I just found out I treated you for COVID and
didn't
even know it.
You did.
But we treated so many people for it. But in any event, we learned a lot about oxidative damage from COVID. And we're also seeing a lot of long COVID, we call them long haulers, that benefit from light therapy. Really, with long COVID, it's really mitochondrial dysfunction. We talk about those parts of your cell that produce energy, the mitochondria. But it's dysfunction of your mitochondria. As a matter of fact, you could almost say all disease comes from inflammation or mitochondrial dysfunction. But we know that sunlight helped COVID. I know as soon as I got COVID, I went in my infrared sauna, even though I had a temperature of 102.5, I got in there and got it as hot as I could and sweated it out. I know it helped me.
Absolutely.
Along with the other things that we do. But so I've really benefited, I think, by having an infrared sauna personally. But you hear stories about the Spanish flu of 1918, how many millions it killed, and the people that they didn't have room for in the hospital, they put them out in the courtyard. They got better while the people in the hospital died because they got sunlight. Even in Boston.
Wow.
I mean, so it's crazy, but. And again, the best way to get sun is probably to go outside. You know, the sun, you just don't want to get sunburned.
Right.
But the sun is so healthy for you. It's demonized. You know, everybody avoids the sun. You need to get in the sun. Just don't get burned.
Right.
But there, a lot of times we can't get in it because of weather, climate, et cetera. But depends on where you live. The clouds block the infrared rays. So now we've got artificial light called photobiomodulation. Very healthy. But when you really look at it, light affects the body in profound ways. They used to call this low-level laser therapy. And what happens is light induces a really complex chain of reactions in your body. And it hits diseased and damaged tissues and accelerates wound healing, tissue regeneration. It increases your circulation. It reduces inflammation. That's the goal we're always after. It decreases pain, and it even enhances performance in normal cells. Now, with long COVID, what we're seeing is a lot of cognitive dysfunction. People that come to me with long hauler syndrome, they're all tired, they all have brain fog, and they have shortness of breath on exertion. But one of the main things is brain fog, and I really think that we're going to be seeing a lot of dementia down the line from this. I really do. We're seeing more of it anyway. When you look at long COVID, it's really very similar to TBI, traumatic brain injury, that we see with concussions. But the thing about near, there's a lot of spectrums of light, and we'll talk about them in a minute with Mike, but near infrared light penetrates the skull. It gets into the brain, and it's disseminated. That's why you may see these laser helmets that people get. But it really helps by increasing that mitochondrial function, which produces energy. Life is energy. Remember that. It really does this by a process that I talk a lot about with cancer treatments. It really switches the energy metabolism from glycolysis to oxidative phosphorylation. Remember, cancer gets energy by fermentation, not oxygen that regular cells do. So it's kind of the same thing. You're switching routes here to, you want oxidative phosphorylation. That's the healthy way to generate energy. If you want to take a deep dive into that, read Dr. Seyfried's book in Boston about starving cancers. But in any event, it's real important because it stimulates stem cells. Mm. And what they do is go and repair damaged cells. There's a lot of other therapies we do for that, like PRP and things, but photobiomodulation is very important. For cognition, they found that really whole body red light therapy, as well as the near infrared, the ones that are out of the light spectrum, yep, are as good as the really, you know, the helmets and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. So there's, you know, if you go to A4M, you'll get under red light blankets. You'll see, yeah, red lights all over the place at an A4M. But anyway, you get really a better result if you do the pulsed therapy. And again, the timing is important. You do just the right amount. If you do too much, you know, you get diminishing returns.
Right.
But the potential therapeutic benefits of light therapy are just not only long COVID and COVID itself, but Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism, PTSD, TBI, like I said, anxiety, depression, ADHD. So the thing about infrared light, and this is where I want Mike Vickers, who now has his own business, which he's going to talk to us about this opening soon,
yes,
in Kingsport.
Yes.
You know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, the different spectrums of light. I know my sauna has the far, mid, and, mm-hmm, near. Mm-hmm. But there, tell me a little bit, because we know red light therapy, which is your main gig, I think.
Right.
You do both.
Do both.
But everybody thinks about red light therapy. As,
right,
a matter of fact, you won't believe this, but I have my own handheld red light therapy machine that I've had. Matter of fact, I got this in Vegas at an A4M probably 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so I've had it. This is for skin and collagen. I use it on my face. I really thinks it helps my skin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but anyway, so red light is visible.
Yes.
The other light is invisible.
Invisible.
Now, so let's morph in and start talking to you.
All
I'm
right.
getting wordy here, but because you're very knowledgeable about this stuff, and I'm so impressed that you're going to these A4M.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really mind-boggling to me, the information we get.
It's amazing.
On longevity.
Absolutely.
And how we want to age in a very healthy way. So tell me a little bit about light therapy, how you got into this,
oh,
and decided to open this thing.
This is
incredible.
If you, first of all, let me thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I've been a big fan of yours from a distance, and I appreciate all that you and your staff are doing for the folks in East Tennessee. Thank you so very much. But this idea of our new business called BioStacks came about from my own health journey. About you and I haven't had a chance to discuss this yet, but about a year ago, my doctor told me, he said, you're officially diabetic now. And he said, I want to have you come back in 3 months and do some blood work, and I'll put you on medicine. Well, I had heard that diabetes type 2 was reversible. So
definitely,
I went to study. I'm a research geek, a citizen scientist, I guess you might say. So I went to researching, and I found out that there were a lot of things that I could do to help myself, such as red light therapy. And pulse electromagnetic field therapies, cold exposure, heat exposure, just moving, and intermittent fasting. And so when I went back to my doctor 3 months later, he walked in the room and he said, wow. He said, you've done something that's very, very rare. And he said, you've lowered your A1C number 2 full points. He said, you've moved back down into normal range. And so I realized, Dr. Rogers, that these modalities can actually move numbers for people and help us, you know, in our physiology. So that's where my interest came from. And so we began to put these things together and build this out. And so we've got a business that's opening June the 3rd, Monday, June the 3rd, we'll be opening. And one of the things that we're doing, as we're talking about, is red light therapy and near-infrared light therapy. We're using a system called platinum LED therapy lights, and we'll have two racks of four panels each, and each panel has 300 LED lights on it. So you'll be getting 1,200 lights exposure in the front and 1,200 in the back.
At the same time. Awesome.
In the same time. And so there are seven different wavelengths of light that our clients will be experiencing. And as you said, the red light is in the 600 nanometer range. And that's the visible light. And that's great for your skin, for the production of collagen, elastin, and fibrin. And I know for myself, I've got rosacea. And if I'm in front of the red light panels for about 15 to 20 minutes, three times a week, it pushes that rosacea back. And so we've had some great success with that. And then the longer nanometers is the invisible light, which pushes down into your cells, into your muscles, even into your brain.
Is this like 1,200 nanometers?
The 810 nanometer too is very, very powerful to get into the mitochondria and help kick out that mitochondrial nitric
oxide. Is that what they call the mid-infrared?
I suppose so.
So you have the whole spectrum.
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. So it's incredibly beneficial. Like you said, folks that have had and have dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are seeing some really good benefits from red light therapy, and better sleep, better circulation, and even you and I were talking about this, even alopecia, some mm-hmm. Hair loss benefits as well.
You see those laser, those red laser helmets that people put on their head to grow hair. It actually does. It is pretty effective, especially if you do it with the other stuff like minoxidil and maybe some finasteride and some things like that. Yeah. But it's very, when you're growing your hair back, it's pretty exciting, isn't it? It means you're getting healthier, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with that. And speaking of my own health journey, since I went to the doctor that first time, I've lost 60 pounds. Wow. I feel so much better. I feel much more energetic. And all these modalities that that we're doing and that you promote and that you talk about and that we see at conferences like A4M, they will move your health numbers and make you feel amazing.
It's amazing that you've kind of taken control of your own health journey. You know, that's something that I talk with about my patients when I first see them. And the way I approach a patient-doctor interaction is this is a mutual decision making.
Okay.
Ultimately, it's your decision what you do.
Yeah.
I just can kind of give you advice, but I love it when somebody comes in and they're so interested and they do their own research, and that you find out that, you know, you don't have to take a pill for everything you have.
So true.
You know, the more I've been a physician, 38 years of practice, the more I want to get people off medications and on more just eating right, vitamins, exercise, more, you know, just lifestyle changes. But doctors these days, unfortunately, don't have the time, and most of the time the knowledge either, to kind of give you advice on what you can do yourself. And, you know, it takes a motivation, but
it really does.
Ultimately, it's the patient's decision.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody comes to me like you, and I get a lot of patients like Mike because it's just a little different level. They don't want normal, they want optimal.
Yes.
And that I didn't know that about your weight loss,
yes,
your type 2, which you can definitely cure without medications. Mm-hmm. But so tell me what other things you guys do. I'm going to send you patients for everything, long COVID, and I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're interested in, something else that you mentioned.
Yes.
What is that?
It's called Superhuman Protocol.
Okay.
It was invented by the CEO of Da Vinci Medical.
Wow. His name makes the robots?
Yes. Wow. They make all kinds of medical devices. Yeah. His name is Jason Thibault. But Superhuman Protocol is a three-step process. And we'll have a room designated specifically for these three processes. The first is a mat that you lay down on, and we talked about grounding and earthing, the benefits of that. So we have a pulsed electromagnetic field mat called a Pure Wave,
mm-hmm.
and when you lay down on it for about 10, 12 minutes, It is charging your cells. You know, we know that our cells are, they hold voltage and charge.
Our bodies run on electricity.
We are electrical beings, aren't we? We are.
We're electrical beings.
Yeah. And so this mat will charge your cells, and it will also alkalize your blood and separate your red blood cells so that there can be a tremendous amount of uptake of oxygen and nutrients. And so when that is completed, the next thing you do is a step called EWOT, or exercise with oxygen therapy. So we have a bag that it's holding 900 liters of oxygen. And so you get on an exercise bike, or if you're not comfortable with that, you can walk in place. But we want to get you moving and get you respiring a little bit and breathing and open up that oxygen and flood your body, you know, with this 93% oxygen. And as you know, we're breathing about 22% now of oxygen. So this will absolutely flood your organs and systems with oxygen.
I love that. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm really interested in that, and I'm going to be out there.
Awesome.
I'm definitely going to
do
it.
We want you there.
We may have another podcast at your place.
Yeah.
But really, with COVID, I got a couple of oxygen generators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the tanks, but the ones you can plug in.
Yes, that's what we
And
mean, yeah.
they're very, they have a, they can present 100% oxygen, way more than you get from a tank.
Yep.
But I actually had read a lot about exercise with a lot of oxygen going in. So I actually did it here at the house. I plugged it in. You know, I just did it through a mask that I put on. And then I got on my rowing machine.
Yes.
And it was just a totally different experience.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It, if you want to take it to the next level, that is one way to do it. And remember, cancer hates oxygen.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
Cancer likes fermentation. But so those are two steps. So you do.
Yes.
Tell me the whole process.
Yes. Yeah, so you charge your cells and you alkalize your blood, get ready to receive the oxygen. And then you exercise with the oxygen and flood your system with oxygen. The final step is what we're talking about today. You go and get in the red light, between the red light panels, and that red light drives that oxygen deep into your cells and deep in there to the mitochondria so that energy is produced. You know, we have, you would know better than I, but I've read 37 trillion cells, and in those cells, 110 trillion mitochondria, they say, 37 trillion cells, 110 trillion mitochondria. And so our energy, our cellular energy is created in the mitochondria. So when that oxygen is driven in there, the mitochondria, I have been told and I've read, can create about 16 times the amount of energy that they can do without the oxygen. So if in an anaerobic state, they can create 2 units of ATP. But if those mitochondria are flooded with oxygen, they can create 32 units or 16 times. So think about how amazing that is for division and cellular regeneration and waste elimination and all those things. So superhuman protocol.
That is really fascinating.
It is
fascinating. Definitely going to, when you get it going, I'm going to be your first patient. I'm going to definitely get up there. Because really people want energy. Anybody that comes to see me, they're tired. I mean, that's why they come to see me. So this is a great way to not only heal your body, but, you know, maximize your potential because we just don't come anywhere close to maximizing what God has given us
that's
in our
right.
bodies. There's
that's
no doubt in my mind.
100%.
So you do those three things.
Yeah.
Tell me about the other thing that I want to do, cold plunge.
Oh, yeah. So we have a sunlighting smart impulse sauna. You actually can sit in that sauna and watch Netflix or YouTube
that's
videos
mine.
Or whatever.
That's what I have, a sunlighting.
Yeah. They're amazing saunas. The three spectrums of light is in there as well, not just the heat, but the far and the mid and
that's
the near.
That's why I like the sunlighting brand.
Oh, they're
I did
amazing.
A lot of research on that.
I did too.
I've had mine for several years, and I love it. It actually makes me feel so good.
Oh,
you can sweat in there like you'll never sweat.
Yeah. And so the reason I mentioned the sauna first is because we're doing contrast therapy. So we have a cold plunge.
A cold plunge.
Yes.
That is, you know, I usually go take a cold shower, but I've always wanted to get a cold plunge.
Yeah.
So you've got a cold plunge at your place.
We have a cold plunge in the same private room as the sunlight and sauna. And so
I need to bring my swimming trunks.
Yes, absolutely. There's a doctor from Denmark. Her name is Dr. Susanna Søberg, and she's a specialist.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've listened to a lot of her podcast.
Yeah. So
and, she's the expert.
Yes.
She is so good.
Amazing.
That's why over there, when a baby's born, they put them outside in the cold in their cribs.
Think about that.
You know? I'll never forget that part of her podcast. So that cold exposure is actually good for you.
Yes. Anything that stresses our body, right, it makes us stronger.
That's
builds
exactly
our immune
right.
system.
You're activating those heat shock proteins.
Yes, and cold shock proteins in the cold plunge.
Yep.
And so she advises, and we're going to follow her protocol, she advises to start in the cold and then go to the heat and back to the cold and heat and then end in cold, which and then if you end in cold, your body is going to try to heat itself back up, right? And so there's a lot of calories being burned when your body's warming itself up. And so some of these doctors that I study, they say nothing strips fat off the human body like cold exposure. And that makes sense, doesn't it?
For sure. That's why they change it over to brown fat, which is actually a good kind of fat.
Yes, full of mitochondria.
Full of mitochondria. Yeah. And that's so interesting.
Yeah,
really. Your place is going to be like a workout place in a way.
It works you out on a cellular level. Absolutely does.
You know, if you did that 3 times a week, you wouldn't have to do much else, probably. I mean, you're just giving yourself the advantage of, so it's so much better than if you did, you went out and rode your bike or like I do, or work out with weights or yoga. I mean, with that oxygen, with the infrared, with the lights, with the cold therapy, with the PMF. I mean, that's incredible. I love what you're doing. Really, I'm learning a lot about this just talking to you.
Well, it's
can't wait to see it.
It's an amazing journey, and spending time at the A4M conference, we learned a lot about this, and we just began to put these pieces together, and just realized how beneficial that this would be for folks. And that's why you talked just a few moments ago about trying to help people get healthy and not so much about taking a pill for a symptom, but trying to find that root cause and trying to heal that person. Yep. That's why I'm such a big fan of yours. And we learned those things at A4M, the longevity conference, about, you know, if God gives us longevity and lifespan, we want health span to go with it, right?
That's exactly right.
100%.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's funny because I got involved with A4M about 18 years ago when I formed my business. That's actually how I did my fellowship in functional medicine through A4M.
Okay.
I'm board certified in that.
Yeah.
But it's funny how that came about, because I went to Vegas. I wanted to go to Vegas. I'd never been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a week of CME. I had 1 week. I was off.
Yeah.
I forget when it was. But it was a certain week. And I just wanted to find any conference in Vegas so I could sign in and then go have fun in Vegas.
Right.
So it just happened to be an A4M conference. And
awesome.
Two of my children, as you know, had come down with type 1 diabetes, and I kind of had in the back of my mind, I really don't know much about nutrition. But anyway, so I go to this A4M conference, and my intentions really were to go in there, sign in, listen to the opening lecture, and then go on the strip and just walk around and look at Vegas.
Yeah.
But the first lecture, just a light bulb turned on, really, talking about red light and light bulbs.
Yeah.
A light bulb turned on in my head, and it was just a totally different way of looking at practicing medicine.
Oh, yeah.
So I stayed and went to every lecture. I came back home, and 3 days later, and I said, I've got it. I'm doing it. I'm practicing medicine the wrong way.
Oh, my goodness.
They've taught me the wrong way to
Is
practice
that not
medicine.
Amazing?
And it's getting worse every year because it's a pill for everything. They don't teach you anything about nutrition, exercise, hormone therapy. I mean, it's just a whole different way of practicing medicine.
It absolutely is.
And we still use medicines. I kind of blend the traditional with the, you know, the alternative, the new, the preventive medicine model, which I love. And when I hear guys like you doing this, and I admire anybody that opens their own business for one thing. You know, I did it 18 years ago when I hung my own shingle out.
Yeah.
Just thinking, I'm just going to change the way I practice. I hate working for insurance companies and non-medical people and putting codes in. I just don't have time to really help my patients much.
Right.
You know, just I was seeing 40 or 50 a day, and it's just too much. And so I hung my shingle out, and 18 years later, I did cash only practice with no insurance, with no EMR, no computers to find codes, and no non-medical bosses. 18 years later, you know, it's just blossomed into something I never would have dreamed about.
You've done great.
And I learned something every day, something new like I have today with you. And certainly it's great to have people like you who, you know, have your own personal health journey, but you're also helping other people. And that's our purpose in life, really, when you think about it. That's the only reason I'm 69 years old. I could be retired. That's the only reason I practice is just to kind of go down there and talk to people and help them out as much as I can.
That's amazing.
I'm not blowing my own horn, but that's really
what
we're all supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And that's what you get a lot of satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know, plus your own personal health journey. I mean, I would like to be 100 years old and still –
yeah,
doing great.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're trying to accomplish, right? Yeah, as long as we're here, to be as healthy as possible. And I can understand what you're saying. You listen to that one lecture and you kind of get hooked. The same thing happened to me, but that's the first one in December that I had ever been to. And I could not believe I was hearing what I was hearing. I was so excited. Dr. Mehmet Oz was there and some of the things he talked about.
Yep.
Dan Buettner from the Blue Zones,
yep.
the information that he provided. And I just couldn't walk away from those lectures. And when we went to the exhibit hall and began to look at all these different modalities and things,
it's fascinating.
It is. And it just lets you know that we don't have to succumb to processed foods and seed oils and all these different things that are a sedentary lifestyle, that we can actually be healthy and have great energy and enjoy life.
It's all about energy.
Man, and so much.
Yeah, I got under the red light blankets at my last A4M conference, and I don't know if it was in my head or not, but I definitely had more energy after laying under there for 8 minutes. But anyway, I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
I really didn't realize when you came here today that you're going to do all this other stuff that's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to come in there and maybe we'll have a podcast and actually
we'd love to do that.
Watch it, you know, watch it in person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but anyway, Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you so
BioStacks.
BioStacks.
Okay. Look it up. We'll put the address on there and a little information from your website.
Yeah.
And so I'm really pumped up about this in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Yes.
Who would have guessed?
Stone Drive.
I feel like it's Miami or something. Doesn't
it does.
Or Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike Vickers, thank you
so
much from BioStacks. I hope this has been informative. We'll see you guys next week.